This is Allison Carter with the Milestones Podcast. On this episode, I'm going to talk about babies that are born prematurely and some potential concerns to look for during their development. The research study I found for today is titled Visual Orienting and Attention Deficits in 5 and 10-month-old Preterm Infants. The purpose of this study was to determine what, if any, functional deficits infants have with visual attention. The researchers specifically wanted to look at deficits that may appear within the first 12 months of life. I work with a lot of families who have children who were born early. When I say early, I mean more than 3 weeks prior to their due date. However, the ones I'm specifically talking about for this topic are born way earlier than this. They're born around anywhere from 23 weeks to 28 weeks gestation, where a full-term gestation is considered 40 weeks. So they're born like 12 to 17 weeks early. These families are told by doctors from the beginning, basically, that one long-term issue to watch for is ADHD, or attention deficit disorder, or at least difficulties with their attention span as they get older. I think this study might help provide some insight into why the doctors might say this so frequently. They use the Infant Orienting and with Attention Task, or the IOWA, to collect the data for this study. The IOWA measures visual orienting and elicits the spatial cueing effect. Both of these are related to visual attention, or attention that we give to objects that we look at with our eyes. If these two things are not working or not working efficiently, it could indicate neurological damage in the brain. In this study, they tested 108 infants total. 54 were preterm infants who were born before 37 weeks gestation, which is more than 3 weeks early, and 54 of them were full-term infants. The preterm and full-term groups were then split into two groups. One were 5-month-olds, and the others were 10-month-old. Each infant was tested only one time, so they did not test the same infants at 5 months and again at 10 months. They tested a different group of infants for each age. For the testing, the infants sat on their parents' lap with a 37-inch LCD color monitor about 100 centimeters in front of them. The infant eye movements were recorded via a live video feed. The observers sat out of sight, but in a place where they could watch the live video feed and record the data. The basics of the testing involved an image, such as a happy face image, on the middle of the screen to get the infant's visual attention towards the screen. Then, different cues were used, either a black dot and a tone, or only a black dot or only a tone. Then, a random image of everyday items would appear on the screen. They would measure how accurate the infant was at looking towards the image and how fast their response time was to look at it. It turns out that the 5-month-old preterm infants were slower to orient or to look at the image, which indicates a slower processing speed in their brain to either notice the visual image or to get their eyes to turn toward the image, or both. However, the study seems to indicate that by 10 months, the preterm infants have caught up with the full-term infants in these areas, but that they might still be delayed in their ability to ignore or to not look at the black dot visual cue and just wait for the actual image to appear on the screen to look at instead. Basically, they're not able to stop themselves from impulsively looking at the first image. This would indicate a possible issue with attention because they may not be able to ignore the visual stimuli in their environment that are not important, so they can just focus on the visual stimuli that are important. This might look like they're having issues with paying attention, even though with infants, this is a very subtle thing to look and test for. You could see how it might have implications for what to watch out for as these kids get older and start going to school. For today, I really wanted to talk about some of the developmental concerns that we often see in babies that were born premature. Remember, I'm not a doctor, so the information discussed here is meant to be provided as a background for developmental issues that I often see in my practice as an occupational therapist. since I am not a doctor and I am not providing medical advice through this podcast. As I mentioned before, a full-term gestation is 40 weeks, but really anything from 37 to 42 is generally considered within the range of full-term. A baby born before 37 weeks gestation is considered premature or preterm. It is pretty common for babies that are born during this time period to remain in the hospital following their birth until their original due date. This can vary depending on how well the infant is doing. Keeping them in the hospital until their due date helps to make sure they have appropriate medical care, at least until the date when they were supposed to be born. Oftentimes, they are ready to go home by then. They will have gained enough weight and discharged from using oxygen or other medical equipment if appropriate, or they will take these things and use them at home for as long as they need. By staying in the hospital until their due date, this gives their body extra time to allow their internal organs to continue developing as they would have if they would have stayed in the womb for the full term. Some of the last things to develop in utero are their lungs, brain or central nervous system, and eyes or vision. They also gain the most amount of weight during this last couple of months and weeks of the pregnancy. Babies that are born prematurely often have something called chronic lung disease. This is common in preemies when their lungs have not had a chance to fully develop. They are susceptible to infection or fluid in their lungs due to the lack of development. They may get sick more easily than other infants because their lungs are weaker, and they can get pneumonia easily if they get a cold or illness. Also, if they have chronic lung disease, they may have things like oxygen treatments for a while, certain medications, or apnea monitors to watch their breathing. These are all important things to know as a therapist coming to work with this family, because the infant can get sick very easily, and we want to do whatever we can to prevent them from being exposed to unnecessary germs. As for the developmental concerns to look out for with babies that are born premature, there are several things we generally watch for. First, I want to say that for the first 2 years of their life, we make adjustments for their age. For example, if the child was born exactly 12 weeks early, which is 3 months, then we subtract 12 weeks from what their actual age is to find what is called their adjusted age. To explain this more clearly, if the baby is 7 months old, and they were born 12 weeks or 3 months early, then we would expect their skills to be at a 4-month-old level. Most of the time, babies that are born prematurely, but without other diagnoses like cerebral palsy, for example, will often catch up as far as their developmental milestones with other kids their same age by the time they're around 2 to 3 years old. There is no guarantee here, but it does seem to be about the time frame when they are able to catch up and not need to make the adjustment for their prematurity anymore. Now, the things I look for as the developmental occupational therapist. One of the big things is that they could have delayed gross motor skills. It is very important from the beginning to get these babies on their tummies. Now, some of them spend a lot of time in the NICU just surviving and trying to grow and develop in order to be able to go home. So often the first few months, depending on how early they were, is spent in the hospital. Once they come home, it's like bringing home a newborn, even if they've been in the hospital for 3 months. As I said before, they often stay in the hospital until their originally estimated due date, so when they come home, it's usually around the time when they were supposed to have been born. Of course, if there are other medical issues and complications, they could stay in the hospital even longer. I won't get into all of those complications today. Just know that either way, I'm focusing on when they come home and get started with an early intervention program. As with any newborn and young infant, tummy time is very important. Their muscles may be weaker than other infants their same age. This has a lot to do with being born so early and also from spending the extra time in the hospital. Once they come home, it is difficult because the family has to finally adjust to having them home. The first few months have been so focused on keeping them alive and just basically surviving that there is a transition period to getting home and starting the new phase of their life. As soon as possible, though, we want to start having tummy time as we would with any baby that comes home from the hospital. That is, of course, as long as there aren't any restrictions from their doctor. Many preemies do not like being placed on their tummies. They often get used to being on their back and their sides a lot in the hospital, and now getting on their tummy is just generally not preferred. However, it is still very important and necessary for their long-term development. Sometimes we will see some tightness in their legs, arms, and their body in general. It is not uncommon to see this in preemies. In this case, the developmental therapist working with them can show the parents stretches to help with this. One area in particular to watch out for is their legs, and especially their ankles. If they continue to have tightness here later on, we might see them walking around on their tiptoes. Their heel cord or Achilles tendon area can continue to be tight and eventually shorten so they actually can't walk with flat feet due to the shortening of the tendon. When we see this tightness continue, it can be an indicator of weakness in their core muscles, or the muscles surrounding their tummy, back, and sides mainly. We try to prevent this from happening by doing the stretches early in life and on a daily basis. Also, by encouraging the gross motor skills of tummy time to eventually crawling on hands and knees to build up the strength of their core muscles. Some kids that were born prematurely will eventually end up with a diagnosis of cerebral palsy. This will depend on what type of trauma, if any, happens in their brain at birth. For example, if the baby has a lack of oxygen for a certain length of time, or if they have what is called a brain bleed, where the blood vessels in their brain might break and the blood causes extra pressure in their brain. And they could also have a lack of oxygen getting to this area as well. The extra pressure and lack of oxygen can cause additional damage in their brain because it is all so delicate, especially when they're so small, and because they were born so early. I didn't really explain this before, but when babies are born extremely early, they could weigh as little as 1 pound or sometimes less. But 1 to 2 pounds isn't uncommon. It's pretty unbelievable how tiny they can be. So if they have a brain bleed, or sometimes it's also called an intraventricular hemorrhage, they could be at a higher risk for cerebral palsy, among other things. I'm mentioning the cerebral palsy right now because when talking about them having stiff or tight legs and arms, if it doesn't eventually get better and basically go away, there is the potential that they might have cerebral palsy or CP. I can get into CP in detail another time, but I just wanted to mention it as something to consider as a possibility in babies that are born premature. The brain bleed can also cause other issues, and one of those involves vision. The area in the brain where vision develops can be damaged easily during the time surrounding their premature birth. Again, this area is highly susceptible to damage from the bleeding and possible lack of oxygen. Another aspect to the vision part is if the infant is given oxygen treatments at birth, and for a time following their premature birth, this extra boost of oxygen can also cause damage to the retinas in their eyes. This is called retinopathy of prematurity, or ROP. Infants who are born with low birth weight and extreme prematurity are at a higher risk of ROP, most likely because they often need the oxygen at birth to help with their lung development. There are many cases where the ROP resolves itself, even within the first year or two, from my experience. If it doesn't resolve, then the child might have vision issues that last throughout their life. Another aspect of development that we look at with babies that are born preterm is feeding skills. Due to their general weakness from being premature, they can have weakness in their mouth area, and sucking reflexes may not be strong at birth. Some babies who are too weak will have a feeding tube to provide nourishment early on to allow their bodies to focus on growing and gaining weight. It doesn't make sense to make them try and work so hard to take in nourishment by mouth if they are too weak. For one, it burns a lot of calories for these little ones who are already struggling so much just to survive. And they need all of the calories they can get, especially in the early times. Plus, it might not be safe for them to try and drink the liquids due to the immaturity of the muscles that are needed for swallowing to keep them from choking or aspirating. Aspirating is where the liquid goes down to their lungs rather than their stomach. Since these little ones often already have underdeveloped lungs, we don't want to add any possibilities of pneumonia from the liquids. Once the babies are able to take formula or breast milk by mouth, we need to continue to watch for potential aspiration until their swallowing muscles are stronger. We also watch their endurance levels. They can become tired more quickly, especially early on. And feeding can take a lot of effort and energy, so they might become tired during or immediately after feedings. This will get better as they grow and begin to gain strength through their gross motor skills. tummy time, rolling, crawling, and just generally moving around more on their own. Other considerations are sensory processing issues. Sometimes they are more sensitive to things than other babies their age, but also the opposite could be true, where they are even less sensitive to things. We could also see delays with their speech and language development, and possibly some delays in cognitive development, or delays in learning new skills or concepts. As with anything else in development, every baby and child is individual, so we cannot say that every child who is born premature will look a certain way from a developmental perspective. Each child is different and unique. However, the things I mentioned today are things that are commonly seen in these babies and things to be aware of as possibilities. From a developmental therapist and even from a teacher's perspective, we need to remember that the parents of these babies have been through so much with them, and a lot of times they are just so grateful that they survived. There was a time when these babies would not have survived, but our medical world has come a long way in being able to help them stay alive. From the parents' perspective, anything that happens after the baby is through their initial months of uncertainty and basic survival, they can pretty much handle anything. They know it is important to work on tummy time and whatever else we throw at them from a developmental standpoint. However, nothing is as critical as those first weeks or months were immediately after they were born. Our priorities may be different from theirs, and we have to be understanding of where they are coming from. Please take a minute today to like me on Facebook under My Midwest Therapy. It will let me know that you guys are listening. Plus, you can find additional information on infant and child development in my post there. Thank you so much for listening.